Britain Today declassified a bit of the Cold War. The UK's National Archives made public an emergency radio script written by the government in the 1970s. It was to be broadcast by the BBC, but only in the event of a nuclear attack. The World's Alex Galifund has the story.
So here's the scenario. It's the Cold War, sometime in the mid-1970s. You're in the UK. The radio's crackling with static. There's a pause. And then something like this.
This is the wartime broadcasting service. This country has been attacked with nuclear weapons. Communications have been severely disrupted, and the number of casualties and the extent of the damage are not yet known. Meanwhile, stay tuned to this wavelength. Stay calm and stay in your own home.
That's the voice of an actor, but the script is real, and the warnings go on. Beware of radioactive fallout. Make sure your gas supply is turned off. And this stark message, water means life. Mark Dunton is a contemporary history specialist at the UK's National Archives. He says that despite the chilling words, the British government's main concern in the event of nuclear attack was to keep people calm.
Reassurance was the kind of key thing that they wanted to get across, and that's why using the voice of the BBC was seen as a sort of reassuring thing for the nation to tune into.
But the question of what the voice of the BBC should sound like was vexed. Some government officials of the 1970s argued for a familiar voice from news or entertainment programs, but many of the famous figures of the day didn't receive the required security clearance. The documents released today don't show who was finally chosen for the job. It's a relief BBC listeners never found out on air. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.